Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God we're alive and well at Water of Life, full of life from God. How's that? Amen. We're going to continue on tonight with Bob Carpenter reading from Acts chapter 20. So, and then we're going to go with Paul and Water of Life Boys and Terry by recording worship and pray. Bob, you want to begin verse 1.
All right. And after the uproar was ceased, Paul called unto him the disciples and embraced them and departed for to go into Macedonia. And when he had gone over those parts and had given them much exhortation, he came into Greece. And there abode 3 months. And when the Jews laid wait for him, as he was about to sail into Syria, he purposed to return through Macedonia. And there accompanied him into Asia Sopater of Berea, and of the Thessalonians Aristarchus and Secundus, and Gaius of Derbe and Timotheus, and of Asia Tychicus and Trophimus.
And these what's amazing, the power of God ministered by a man or a woman does stir up the flesh and stirs up devils. You know that? It doesn't matter. You know, I can go anywhere and I can stir up the devil in 30 seconds. It doesn't take that long, always. Amen. Go ahead, Bob.
All right, verse 5. These going before tarried for us at Troas, and we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and came unto them to Troas in 5 days, where we abode 7 days. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight.
I love this, you know.
Yeah.
Take note, folks. This is the way a man or a woman of God, full of faith, wisdom, and the gospel, and the Holy Ghost, this is the way they act. Go ahead.
Verse 8. And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together. And there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. And Paul went down and fell on him, and embracing him said, Trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him. And when he therefore was come up again and had broken bread and eaten and talked a long while, even till break of day, so he departed. And they brought the young man alive, and there was not a little comforted. And we went before to ship and sailed unto Assos, there intending to take in Paul, for so he had appointed, minding himself to go afoot. And when he was met with us at Assos, we took him in and came to Mytilene. And we sailed thence and came the next day over against Chios. And the next day we arrived at Samos and tarried at Triglium. And the next day we came to Miletus. For Paul had determined to sail by Ephesus, because he would not spend the time in Asia, for he hasted, if it were possible for him, to be at Jerusalem the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, You know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house.
Now listen to this very carefully. Listen, because this is exactly the way I have lived in Plano and every place I've been. Go ahead.
Testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that you all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. Wherefore, I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God.
Amen.
Take heed thereto unto yourselves and to all the flock, over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. And of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them.
Hold that. Is that amazing? Men that he taught and raised them up, and after he got away from them, out of their sight, then it came to pass. He said, I know that from among you, you will draw away disciples after yourself, teaching, preaching perverse things. I marvel at my ministry and how, well, I don't really. I praise the Lord how my ministry just follows right along with the apostles' Paul. Why? Because the same Lord, same gospel, same calling, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Go ahead.
Verse 31, therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yea, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it's more blessed to give than to receive.
Hallelujah.
And when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all, and they all wept sore and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he had spoken, that they should see his face no more. And they accompanied him unto the ship.
Amen. I say the same thing Paul said about my life. I don't need to say it. It's right there. Right there. I've coveted no man's money. Never. Thank God. I believe God for myself and everybody that walks with me. Amen. Believe God. I have not taken up, have not passed an offering plate since June 1996. I have a treasure sitting in a church and people drop it in there or it comes through the mail. But I don't ever tell people what I need. Never tell them if I need money. Never. I remember once I was reading, I believe it was in Psalm 50. Jesus said, the Father said, if he were hungry, he wouldn't have asked me. And I read that and I said, okay, I like this. If you were hungry and you wouldn't ask me, don't ever expect me to ask on your behalf money from any person. I will not do it. If you can't supply the needs for this ministry, then too bad. I didn't apply for it anyway. Never ask and never short. Never lack. Just always have sufficiency in all things, and I can abound to every good work. Always, always sufficient in all things, and I abound to every good work. I don't have any emergencies. None. Right, Candace? You bet. She's a treasure. She knows. No emergencies. Won't even what they look like. And I am grateful to be a servant of the Most High God.